Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison. On this evening's show, we've got some very fashionable as well as some beautiful songs. Last week, on October 10th in 1886, Griswold Lorillard of Lorillard Tobacco fame was going to attend the autumn ball at the family's hunting and fishing resort. While the rest of the gentlemen were wearing the traditional white tie and tails, Griswold shocked the other guests by wearing a dress coat which had been tailored in England and had scarlet satin lapels and no tails. The rest is fashion history. The autumn ball was held at the Tuxedo Club, and thus was born the elegant garment forevermore known as the tuxedo, adopted as the symbol of celebration, good times, high society, and special occasion. So, to commemorate the tuxedo, we have some very fashionable songs, starting off with the original tuxedo rag.
Light the birds and the bees from like the trees are dear. Papa, make watches that are stiff. That's why he watches me like this. I lost her in the mountain she must be. I miss my spit, 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 spit.
Irving Kaufman and Jack Kaufman, no relation, performing vocally on I Miss My Swiss Miss Misses Me from 1929. What does that song have to do with tuxedos? Well, backing up Irving and Jack was the Tuxedo Orchestra, directed by Harry Reaser. And we started off with Oscar Papa Celestine and his original Tuxedo Orchestra and the original Tuxedo Rag from January 23, 1925. Oscar Celestine was born on New Year's Day, 1884, in Napoleonville, Louisiana. He moved to New Orleans in 1906 and started his first band at the Tuxedo Dance Hall in 1910. When the hall was forced to close in 1913 due to a gunfight, Celestine organized a brass band called the Tuxedo Brass Band, which became very popular. The original Tuxedo Jazz Orchestra was organized jointly by Celestine and trombonist Bill Ridgely around 1917. The band's name referred not to the Tuxedo Dance Hall, but to their standard attire, tuxedos. Continuing our fashion set, here's Ted Lewis.
I know what I'm saying, folks. I've been on the rocks. I've had plenty, but I lost it on horses and stocks. Today you're a king, tomorrow you're broke. Then here's where fate has its own little joke. When everyone else thinks that you're a flop, that's just the time you go straight to the top. I've taken it plenty right on the chin, but I keep on going, I never give in. And so with my chest up, say, I go all dressed up. Yes, sir, with a broken heart. Mm-hmm.
chest up. He goes all dressed up with a
of high brown from down the levee, all misfits putting on the Ritz. Why, that's where each and every Lulu Bell goes every Thursday evening with her swell bow rubbing elbows. Come with me and we'll attend their jubilee and see them spend their last 2 bits putting on the Ritz.
From a Columbia 78 recorded January 24, 1930, Jan Garber in his orchestra with Maxwell Covert performing the vocal on Puttin' on the Ritz. The phrase Puttin' on the Ritz is after the Ritz Hotel in Paris and its namesake, César Ritz, and refers to doing something in high style. And before that, all dressed up in his top hat and tuxedo, the high-hatted tragedian of song Ted Lewis and his orchestra, and I'm all dressed up with a broken heart, from July 1st, 1931. We'll be back with some beautiful songs right after this. All of the cosmetologists out there probably know that October is National Cosmetology Month. Coincidentally, last week, October 11th, marked the birth in 1906 of Charles Revson, founder of the Revlon Company. So, in celebration of National Cosmetology Month, Dick Powell is going to start off a set of beautiful songs.
Each garden, each flower lives to be kissed by an April shower. Give me your lips, beauty must be love. Your charm, dear, your grace, dear, let me applaud you with my embrace, dear. Give me love. Beyond all words, you're beautiful. I'm only being beautiful. Fortune, you're my glory. Let me adore you with love's old story. Give me your heart. Beauty must be love. Why do I gaze in amazement every time I meet you? I must be under a magic spell. Why do I stand with my heart in hand just to entreat you? Your charms inspire me, dear, to tell you.
you get that sunshine in your smile. Hello, beautiful, where are you going, beautiful? How'd you like to romance for a while? When you're near, what joy and cheer you're bringing. Can't you hear the bees and birdies singing? Oh, hello, beautiful, how can you be dutiful and still be mother's angel child?
Some beautiful music, starting off with Dick Powell and Beauty Must Be Loved from the 1934 musical comedy romance Happiness Ahead, with original music by Mort Dixon, Sammy Fain, Irving Cahal, Bert Kalmar, Harry Ruby, and Ali Rubel. In the film, Joan's parents want her to marry Jelly Travis, but she has no interest in him. So on New Year's Eve, she goes out to a club where she meets Bob Lane, played by Dick Powell. He works for Peerless Window Cleaners, but hopes to soon have his own window cleaning business. Things click between them, and she rents an apartment in the city so she can date Bob and so that he won't know that she's wealthy. But problems develop when Bob sees Joan getting a check from an older man and also finds that she doesn't stay in her apartment after he drops her off. And then we heard from Jack Crawford in his orchestra from 1927 and Beautiful. That was followed by Sam Lennon's dance orchestra with Paul Small doing the vocal on Hello Beautiful from a hit of the week cardboard record recorded on April 15th, 1931. You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, heard each Sunday evening at 6 here on Island Radio, KISL 88.7 FM, Avalon. I'm Glenn Robison, and I invite your comments and requests. You can send email to Glenn at glennrobison.com, send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711, or you can give me a call at area code 909-641-0805. That's area code 909-641-0805. We have two more songs to complete this beautiful set of songs. Here's Bing Crosby.
Beautiful girl, you're a lovely picture. Beautiful girl, you're a gorgeous mixture of all that lies under those big blue skies. My heart cries, beautiful girl, you're a dazzling eyeful. Beautiful girl, I could never trifle if I had you. You'd be my dream come true. There may be blondes and brunettes that are hard to resist. You surpass them like a queen. You've got those lips that were meant to be kissed. and you're over sweet 16. Oh, beautiful girl, what a gorgeous creature, beautiful girl. Let me call the preacher, what can I do but give my heart to you? If I could write like poets do, I'd send my sonnets all to you, beautiful girl of my desire. But when I search for words of praise, I'm like a schoolboy in a daze. When you come my way, this is all that I can say. Can't you see my heart just cries, beautiful girl? You're a dazzling Eiffel, beautiful girl. I could never trifle if I had you. You'd be my dream come true. There may be blondes and brunettes that are hard to resist. You surpass them like a queen. You've got those lips that were meant to be kissed, and you're over sweet 16. Oh, beautiful girl, what a gorgeous creature, beautiful girl. Let me call the preacher, what can I do but give my heart to you, beautiful girl.
Call you freckle face, and now you glitter in a gown of lace. You're beautiful, lovely and beautiful, freckle face, just like a flower in a sunny place. You've grown so pretty and your freckle face is beautiful. Yes, dear, you're beautiful, but not so long ago I used to tease you so, pull the funny pigtails in your hair. Now I can't conceal the sweet surprise I feel, finding you a lovely lady fair. Oh, freckle face, a word of magic must have taken place to give you all that lovely charm and grace. You're beautiful, my little freckle face. Thank you.
Ben Pollock and his orchestra from 1934, and Freckleface, You're Beautiful. Joe Harris was the vocalist on that one, and before that, from the MGM film Going Hollywood, starring Marion Davies and Bing Crosby, Beautiful Girl. In Going Hollywood, Marion Davies plays Sylvia Bruce, the French teacher at Briarcroft School for Girls, who, infatuated by Crosby's voice, follows him to Hollywood, where he is to make a film. She manages to get cast as a chorus girl and ultimately replaces Fifi, the temperamental star. Nacio Herb Brown and Arthur Freed wrote the songs for the film. Some beautiful songs here on Rapidly Rotating Records to celebrate National Cosmetology Month. We're going to sail the ocean blue when we return right after this. This past week, October 12th, was of course Columbus Day, on which day in 1492, Italian-born Christopher Columbus, sailing for Queen Isabella of Spain, landed with his three ships and a crew of 90 on what is now Guanahani Island in the Bahamas. So here to start off a tribute to Columbus' accomplishment is Fats Waller.
Christopher Columbus sailed the sea without a compass. When his men began a rumpus, up spoke Christopher Columbus, yes.
There's land somewhere until we get there. We will not go wrong if we sing, swing a song.
Since the world is round, oh, we'll be safe and sound, oh. Till our goal is found, oh, we'll just keep rhythm bound, oh.
Since the crew was making merry, Mary got up and went home. Then came a yell for Isabel, and they brought on the rum and Isabel. No more mutiny, no. What a time at sea. With diplomacy, Christopher made history, yes. Mr. Christopher Columbus, he used rhythm as a compass, yes, yes. Music ended all the rumpus, yes. Wise old Christopher Columbus. Latch on, Christie, yes. Yes, yes,
In the year 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. What I say?
Thank you. sunshine underneath the sky of blue. 'Cause I'm sailing on a sunbeam on my way to you. Not a cloud is gonna stop me, I'll be coming right straight through. 'Cause I'm sailing on a sunbeam on my way to you. We're gonna get married and how. Too long we have tarried, it won't be long now. Set the wedding bells a-ringing, let the whole world know it's true. 'Cause I'm sailing on a sunbeam on my way to you.
What did we see?
We saw the sea.
We saw the Pacific and the Atlantic, but the Atlantic isn't romantic, and the Pacific isn't what it's cracked up to be. We joined the Navy to do or die, but we didn't do, and we didn't die. We were much too busy looking at the ocean and the sky, and what did we see?
We saw the sea.
We saw the Atlantic and the Pacific, but the Pacific isn't terrific, and the Atlantic isn't what it's cracked up to be. They tell us that the Admiral is as nice as he can be, but we never see the Admiral, because the Admiral has never been to sea. We joined the Navy to see the girls, and what did we see?
We saw the sea.
Instead of a girl or two in a taxi, we were compelled to look at the Black Sea. See, and the Black Sea isn't what it's cracked up to be.
Sailing, sailing home again,
to see the girls upon the village green.
Then across the foam again,
to see the other seas we haven't seen. The Navy an awful lot, for they taught us how to do the sailor's hornpipe, and they showed us how to tie a sailor's knot. But more than that, they showed us the sea. We never get seasick sailing the ocean, we don't object to feeling the motion, we never seasick,
but we are awful sick all the sea.
Thank you. Mr. Berlin follows his recent smash hit, Say It Isn't So, with a new one. How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky? Tell you what is in my heart. How can I measure each and every part? How can I tell you how much I love you? How can I measure just how much I do? How much do I love you? I'll tell you no lie. How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky? How many times a day do I think of you? How many roses are sprinkled with dew? How far would I travel to be where you are? How far is the journey from here to a star? And if I ever lost you, how much would I cry? How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky?
Rudy Valley and his Connecticut Yankees from 1932, and How Deep is the Ocean? I imagine Christopher Columbus was wondering just that as he was sailing across the Pacific. And before that, Dan Donovan, backed by Henry Hall in the new BBC Dance Orchestra, and We Saw the Sea. That was preceded by Paul Specht in his orchestra from 1929, and I'm Sailing on a Sunbeam. Violinist Paul Specht was born in 1895. He started in Detroit with a six-piece band in 1916. Within a few years, the group had grown to 12 members, many of them all-star musicians of the time. From that group, he formed a smaller six-piece band called the Georgians. Thus, he was the first to have a band within a band. Many of the members of the Paul Specht Orchestra during the early and mid-1920s would go on to later lead their own bands. Russ Morgan, Chauncey Morehouse, Arthur Shutt, Charlie Spivak, Artie Shaw, and Orville Knapp. Paul Specht's was the first band to be heard on radio over WWJ in Detroit. He recorded for both OK and Columbia. After giving up band leading, he formed a booking agency. Paul Specht died in New York in April 1954. And we started off that tribute to Christopher Columbus with Christopher Columbus by Thomas Fats Waller. I think we're running a bit behind, so we're going to catch up when we return right after this. Last week, October 11th, marked the birth in 1844 of H.J. Hines. The H.J. stands for Henry John. At age 12, Henry was peddling produce from the family garden. In 1869, Hines and a friend started a company called Hines & Noble and sold Henry's mother's grated horseradish. Although the company went bankrupt in 1875, Henry persevered, first selling his ketchup in 1876 and eventually building a factory along the Allegheny River. By 1896, he was a millionaire. That same year, he noticed an advertisement for 21 varieties of shoes. He decided that his own products were not styles, but varieties, and he adopted the slogan 57 Varieties. The slogan didn't refer to the number of the company's products, as you might guess. There were actually many more than 57 foods in production at the time. The numbers 5 and 7 held some special significance for Heinz and his wife. So clean were his facilities that he invented the public factory tour. So here, in honor of H.J. Heinz, H-E-I-N-Z, is Earl Heinz, H-I-N-E-S, and 57 Varieties. And 57 Varieties. Earl Heinz was born in 1903. He started playing professionally around 1921 in Pittsburgh. In 1923, he moved to Chicago and worked in Erskine Tate's Vendome Orchestra and with Carol Dickerson. He met Louis Armstrong in 1926 and played briefly in Louis Armstrong's Stompers. On his birthday in 1928, he debuted with his own big band. 57 Varieties was recorded on February 12, 1928 in Chicago for OK. We're going to wrap up this edition of Rapidly Rotating Records with a little segment we're calling His and Hers, or in this case, Hers and His. I was going to call it Compare and Contrast, but Rich Connedy beat me to it. Anyway, the idea is to play the same song by both a male and female vocalist. Here's Ruth Etting.
They don't mean maybe now. Everything is lovely The world is so serene. When I say things are lovely, you know just what I mean. It means that I'll be happy. No more I'll have to guess. I feel so, oh, so happy since someone answered yes. Birds are singing merrily. The sun is shining peacefully. Because my baby don't mean maybe now. When the preacher questions me, I'll say yes, sir, yes, sir, me. Because my baby don't mean maybe now. I just got a little letter just yesterday. Now I feel a little better and so I say. Life is short and mighty sweet, but I know mine is quite complete. Because my baby don't mean maybe love. Birds are singing merrily. Sun is shining peacefully. Because my baby don't mean maybe love. When the preacher questions me, I'll say yes sir, yes sirree. Because my baby don't mean maybe no. I just got a little letter just yesterday. Now I feel a little better and so I say. Life is short, mine is sweet, but I know mine is quite complete. Because
thank you.
Ruth Etting and Bing Crosby, each with Because My Baby Don't Mean Maybe Now. I hope you've enjoyed this edition of Rapidly Rotating Records. I invite your feedback. You can send email to glenn@glennrobison.com. Cards or letters to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, 91711. Or you can give me a call at 909-641-0805. I'll be back next Sunday at 6 here on KISL. As always, I thank you for your very kind attention.